there is a lot of hesitancy in industry because they're not necessarily sure about what kind of regulatory requirements attach. Is it just to any kind of AI system? Where do you draw the line? How do you figure out what matters? We might find ourselves in the future in a position where we've perhaps scaled back some of the ideas around what we can use AI for. We know automation is a real risk. So there were some studies done around pilots and even an experienced pilot with their own life on the line here was a lot less likely to override an AI recommendation than a manual checklist.
Welcome to AI, Government and the Future, a podcast by Corner Alliance. We explore the intersection of artificial intelligence, government and the future. We work with government to create results. We ignite your agency's mission by helping you to design and implement high-impact and innovative federal programs in AI, broadband, cybersecurity, public safety, and more. Being a government ally is at the core of all we do.
Welcome back to AI Government in the Future. I'm your host, Max Romanek, and today I'm excited to welcome Erica Werneman Roots to the show. Erica is the founder of EWR Consulting, specializing in AI governance, data protection, and compliance. With extensive experience in technology law, she helps organizations navigate the complexities of AI integration while ensuring ethical and regulatory adherence. Today, we'll discuss the intersection of AI governance, workforce readiness, and global standards, exploring how AI can be deployed responsibly while safeguarding societal values. Welcome to the show, Erica.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Definitely. As a means of getting us started today, I'd love to hear a little bit about your journey. You've really built quite an impressive career in technology and laws, particularly focusing on AI governance and data protection. Can you share with us what really got your interest initially sparked in AI and its governance?
Yes, of course. So I actually started out in litigation as a litigator. That's the team I qualified into a long time ago. And I ended up working with a lot of technology companies and I thought it was fascinating. It was a really interesting space to be in. So in terms of AI, I've probably been in that space since 2015, I want to say, 2016 maybe, when I started properly working with the kinds of technology. But we didn't actually call it AI then. We very much referred to the actual use case. So it was facial recognition or it was robotic. It wasn't like an overarching AI, if you will. And I, having done disputes and focusing on technology, I sort of pivoted into the data protection space in the run-up and subsequent to GDPR. So my involvement was primarily from a data perspective, not so much product liability or any other. But I found out, I thought it was fascinating. It's really interesting to see the technology, what it could do. And then I ended up being invited onto a government panel. We were looking at AI ethics, overlaps with laws, regulation. This was probably 2018, 2019. And really, I've been involved in it ever since. But I would say it's only in the last year and a half, 2 years that I've been doing it exclusively. So it's always primarily been sort of ancillary to my data protection work.
Yeah, that's really interesting. You know, sort of my own backgrounds in similar areas. I've been tangentially involved in AI since like the 20 teens as well. And to your point, it was not called that back then, but now we understand like, oh, a deep learning algorithm. Yep, that's AI. Okay.
Yeah. We've had all of it. It was ethical AI, responsible AI, trustworthy AI. I forget what it was called back in 2014, but we've had all of them, haven't we?
Yep. It's sort of like the old cybersecurity days. It did not start as cybersecurity and certainly not cyber. Cyber meant something else back at the beginnings of the AOL days. So that's awesome. You know, I'm very interested in your sort of personal view on the relationship between technology and its ethics and regulation, especially when it comes to things like AI. Where do you land on this? I mean, there's quite a spectrum available for how to categorize the ethics and whatnot when it comes to new cutting edge technologies like this.
Yeah. So the question was the relationship